Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A record defense production of 1.78 lakh crore in the financial year 2025-26 is a milestone that marks a significant shift in India's defense manufacturing landscape, a remarkable achievement that highlights the country's drive towards self-reliance in defense production. On 17 June 2026, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh announced this achievement, which is a testament to the country's transformation from a heavy import-dependent posture to one of the fastest-growing manufacturing ecosystems. The FY26 figure represents a year-on-year growth of 15.6% and a rise of more than 110% since FY21. But why does this matter? This growth trajectory is steep and consistent, indicating a sustained effort towards developing a robust defense manufacturing sector. The total value of defense production in FY26 crossed 1.78 lakh crore, against a base of 84,643 crore in FY21. What makes this significant is that the private sector's contribution of roughly 42,000 crore signals the deepening participation of Indian industry, including micro, small and medium enterprises that feed the supply chain. First, let us look at the public-private split, which is crucial in understanding the dynamics of the defense sector. Defense Public Sector Undertakings, or DPSUs, such as Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, Bharat Electronics Limited, Bharat Dynamics Limited, and the new defense PSUs carved out of the erstwhile Ordnance Factory Board, remain the backbone, accounting for about 76% of output. The private sector's 24% share, while smaller, has grown rapidly and is concentrated in high-value segments such as armored vehicles, ammunition, electronics, and components. It is worth pausing here to note that this growth is a result of a decade of structural reforms that have driven the surge in defense production. The record figure is the cumulative result of these reforms, which have created an ecosystem that encourages indigenous manufacturing. Now, let us turn to the policy architecture driving this surge. The Ministry of Defense has notified successive positive indigenization lists for both defense services and DPSUs. These lists bar the import of specified items beyond set timelines, forcing domestic sourcing and creating assured demand for Indian manufacturers. Remember this number, the positive indigenization lists have been a key enabler of this growth. The Defense Acquisition Procedure, or DAP, 2020 introduced the Buy Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category as the most preferred procurement route, prioritizing indigenous design over mere assembly. A significant share of the defense capital procurement budget is reserved for purchases from domestic industry, with a carved-out portion specifically for the private sector. This guaranteed demand reduces investment risk for manufacturers. Crucially, to defense industrial corridors in Uttar Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, anchor regional manufacturing clusters, attract investment, and concentrate the supply chain. Building on this, the government has also encouraged the development of a robust export sector. Defense exports reached a record 38,424 crore in FY26. India now exports to a wide range of countries, supplying items such as the BrahMos missile system, artillery guns, patrol vessels, simulators, body armor, and avionics components. The export figure is a key marker because it demonstrates that Indian products meet international quality and price benchmarks, not just domestic captive demand. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? This growth in exports indicates that India is becoming a significant player in the global defense market. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic maps directly onto GS Paper 3, which covers indigenization of technology, developing new technology, and security, and GS Paper 2, which covers government policies and interventions. Note this carefully. Self-reliance in defense reduces strategic vulnerability during conflict when import supply lines can be choked. Defense manufacturing generates high-skill employment, deepens the industrial base, and improves the current account through import substitution and exports. Atmanirbhar Bharat, or Self-Reliant India, is the flagship sector of the self-reliance mission, illustrating how assured demand plus procurement reform can crowd in private investment. Aspirants should be able to argue both the achievements and the gaps, such as continued dependence on imported engines, critical subsystems, and certain high-end electronics. So what exactly changed? The key enablers of this growth have been positive indigenization lists, DAP 2020, capital budget earmarking, and the two defense industrial corridors. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The FY26 defense production was 1.78 lakh crore, up 15.6% year-on-year and over 110% since FY21. The FY21 base was 84,643 crore. Defense exports in FY26 were a record 38,424 crore. The share split is significant, with DPSUs and PSUs accounting for about 76% and the private sector accounting for about 24%, around 42,000 crore. Moving on to the way forward, sustaining the momentum requires deepening the design and development ecosystem, not just assembly, strengthening the micro, small and medium enterprise tier of the supply chain, investing in defense research through reformed funding, and building export financing to compete with established global suppliers. And here is something that surprises many students: the growth of the defense sector has a direct impact on the country's strategic autonomy and economic development. In conclusion, India's defense production hitting a record 1.78 lakh crore in FY26 is a significant milestone that marks a major shift in the country's defense manufacturing landscape, and this growth has significant implications for India's strategic autonomy, economic development, and self-reliance in defense production.